You're listening to DraftKings Network.
Folks, Mother's Day is around the corner, and let me talk to you about 1-800-Flowers. I can't wait. Every year, it's a tradition. I send stuff to my mother, my mother-in-law, and my wife because they are three amazing moms. They're better than all your moms out there. You think you have good moms? No, I have good moms in my life. I'm just kidding. This was a little harsh. I'm sure you guys all have good moms too. From your mom to the mother of your children and all the moms in between, this Mother's Day, give back to the ones that have given you everything. 1-800-Flowers helps you celebrate all amazing moms, from homemade bouquets, sweet treats, gourmet food, and one-of-a-kind gifts, ordered easily and delivered fresh. For a limited time, you can save up to 40% off Mother's Day bestsellers at 1-800-Flowers.com/Dan. Don't wait. Order today and save up to 40% at 1-800-Flowers.com/Dan.
Now's a good time to remember where the story of tequila started. In 1795, the first tequila distillery was opened by the Cuervo family. And 229 years later, Cuervo is still going strong. Family-owned from the start, same family, same land. Now's a good time to enjoy Cuervo, the tequila that invented tequila. Go to Cuervo.com to shop tequila or visit a store near you. Cuervo, now's a good time.
Trademarks owned by Becle, SAB, the CV. Copyright 2024, Proximo. Jersey City, New Jersey. Please drink responsibly.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
This is the Dan Le Batard Show with the Stugatz Podcast. It is time for Stugatz to share his game notes. No one in the media will tell you what happened better than my boy Stu.
Dan! And just like that, we're just going to go right into it. I mean, it's Thursday. We're just going to do the weekend observations. You're going to make observations that come from this weekend. We didn't have a show on Monday because it was a holiday. We did a show on Tuesday. People are mad at us because the shows are inconsistent and they don't want us celebrating holidays. They want us working for free every day and want us to do Twitches every day. And so why didn't we get to the weekend observations a mere day late on Tuesday? Why are we getting them 4 days late?
I think you just pointed out all the reasons. I mean,
all right,
the rare weekend observations on a Thursday. How about that? It's exciting. On a Thursday that feels like a Friday nonetheless. I mean, a president of the day. Day off. A lot of holidays. Where was I? Oh, the beginning. Dan! Andre Drummond. Kemba Walker. Blake Griffin, all apparently on the move. And Dan, just like that, the NBA rumor mill is back. Excited?
I mean,
a month of the deadline.
Not those names. Come on.
What do you mean?
Those names?
Well, here's a name. If George Hill currently is playing for a contender, he will be within a few months. Now, I botched that. Do you know why I botched it? Were you listening?
Because you're an idiot?
Well, it's a test. It's a quiz to see if you're listening. I like to do
these. You wanted to say isn't, and you said is.
You know, I do that once per observations just to make sure you're paying attention. Also, Mike's fault.
That's $2.
What? Let's see if I have some quiche. Hold up. Well, I do have $2.
You do. Uneventful. You do have plenty of dollars there. Now, spray them down or something. Put them on the console and spray
them down.
Sure
you want these?
Is anyone ever going to come back? Is anyone ever going to come back and grab the fine money? Because Mike was telling me yesterday that the grid of death, that we killed it with fire, is what Mike Ryan said. I wanted to pay some grid of death punishments today on the Twitch. And he said, nope, it's been killed by fire. And he blamed me when you're the one with all the outstanding debts.
I just owe a poem. That's it. That's all I have. Anyway, if George Hill, why is there gold bond on the table? I just noticed it. It's a Thursday observation.
It's been there like a month.
Has it?
Are they a new sponsor? Is that product placement?
But who's using it?
Overrated.
What? Chris.
Chris, you need to shut
we're negotiating with Dolphin.
Shut up.
Chris, are you joking? Chris, we're trying product placement on Twitch. We're testing a bunch of things right now. We got thousands of people watching us on Twitch.
Is that, what is it, like sanitizer? Or?
It's not, what is it? You're not doing any better here. We're trying to do product placement with our sponsor.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yes.
All right, let me have some. Let me try it.
Hold on, yeah, I've got to put it all over my legs.
Good products if we're going to do this.
Oh, my God. Oh, man. Turn on his mute. Turn on his mute. We're going to have to fire him again. ESPN doesn't want you, boy.
I need the gold bond.
Here you go.
Anyway. Hold on, the gold bond's coming. Little facial cleanser?
No, it's not for the face.
Have you tried it?
Yeah, I'm trying it on my legs. It's wonderful.
It's delightful.
It's not for the face. It's not for the face.
How does it taste, Stugatz?
Can I have it back?
Delish.
Creamy.
Yep, I would put this on a public sub. Anyway, if George Hill... Well, it's on my hand. I'll rub it in a little bit.
Isn't
playing for a contender. He will be within a month. I think I'm using this incorrectly. Dan, you know what the K in Coach K stands for? Crybaby.
Why does that still make me laugh? It's like the same dumb joke he's been telling for 10 years.
Is Tim Tebow the only person who doesn't know he's never making it to the majors?
He just retired.
It's unfortunate I wrote these on Sunday nights.
How does that get written? Oh, well, I guess he did retire. I guess he just did retire a couple of days ago. You didn't bother to edit it, I see. All right. Excellent work by you here.
It's slippery, this
It's slippery.
Bond.
It's the word that you were going for there.
What did I say?
Sipplery. You know how you put the L's randomly wherever you want to.
The Suns sent rookie forward Jalen Smith to the G League. Dan, you know what the G in G League stands for? It stands for bust. Should be called the B League. Damian Lillard, MVP, collision course, 23-5. An 821 winning percentage. Was this updated? Yet I'm not certain.
They're
the
your
Jazz.
Weekend observations.
Sunday. That would do it on a Thursday. 23-5.
That feels like a Friday.
Funeral week, Dan. Mom died. Yep.
That was
long, drawn out, unexpected, tragic death. I love you, Mom. God rest your soul. 24-5. I updated it. Mom. 828 winning percentage. I miss you so much. I love you.
That's not right.
Yet I'm not certain the Jazz would beat the Mavericks, who currently are in a playoff team, in a best of seven. How about that? Depressing. Mom. Mama.
Laughing. That's not funny, but it is. Mama. You call me.
Mama. Mama. Ooh.
No. No. Oh.
Your death didn't mean to make me cry.
Oh.
I miss her, man.
No.
I do. I really. I get to doing these shows with you, man, has helped. Cathartic. It's been a bond, Dan. A bonding experience. I'm going to say a gold bonding experience.
Oh, no. You can't sponsor that. You cannot sponsor that, Stugatz.
I'm not going to have my mom's death brought to you by the great people at Gold Bond. I'm not doing that. Your dad's. He's got a ways to go. Where was I? Mom.
That turned dark.
I got to buy 1-800-Flowers. I
mean, Billy, are you okay?
Put him on my mom's tombstone.
I don't get up there. I guess. New York.
Yep. Listen, the grief police, enough. I don't want to hear from you, okay? This is how I get through it, okay? Listen, the show has taught me to laugh through anything, and I've laughed a little bit too much at this.
Release.
You gotta be kidding me. Your confidence is unparalleled. How you can be confident after today's show to lob that in the middle of his weekend observations in that window? I don't know how you have amnesia that forgets how bad you've been on the show.
Listen, if crying your eyes out leaves your eyes a little bit dry, I suggest gold bonds.
For your eyes?
Don't put it on your eyes. Just around the eyes.
Wait, this is not how to get this sponsor.
You're right. Where was it?
Why would anyone sponsor us?
Did I do the B-League yet?
You're by your mom dying.
You did the B-League joke. It was a very high-level joke. You said, you know what the G-League stands for? Bust. Bust is the B. It should be the B-League. Yeah.
Right, okay. I did the Jazz and the Mavs, right? I got that. J.J. Watt. More like J.J. Watt the
Oh, my God.
What?
That was jarring.
How did that get in there?
That was jarring.
I didn't write that.
That was jarring.
Anyway, I can't wait to see what team J.J. Watt gets hurt for next. If Urban Meyer doesn't make your skin crawl, nothing will. I think the gold bond is making my skin crawl. It burns.
No. No.
In a good way. In a good way. In a great way.
It's got to burn.
The greatest of ways.
It burns so good. Is your nose burning?
Yeah, I don't know.
Is your nose on fire?
Hey, Chappelle, make up your mind.
On what?
I don't know. So long ago. Sunday. What did I see that?
Okay, I don't know.
Do another comedy show or something?
All right, make up your mind. Do you want the money from Netflix or do you not want the money from Netflix? What do you want him to make up his mind about? You just wanted to
lob. I don't remember.
You just wanted to lob a make up your mind somewhere.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Got my wife the usual Valentine's Day gift. The gift of no sex. Your favorite gift. Never goes wrong.
It is such a good gift. I'll put it on the poll, Guillermo, at Levitard Show. Have you been married so long that the greatest gift you can give your wife on Valentine's Day is no sex?
Dan, you know what the G in GROW stands for? GROW, the makers of the Super Bowl trophy. The G stands for get over yourself.
Oh, yeah, it is. Yeah, of course.
I mean, if Lord Stanley can handle players urinating in the cup, I'm pretty certain the Grows can handle the Vince Lombardi being thrown from boat to boat. Lombardi is the one who should be upset. He would have never thrown it. He would have only allowed the Lombardi trophy to be handed to the fullback by Bart Starr. The fullback, of course, would be on the same boat. Yeah. I think the Vince Lombardi trophy should be renamed the Tom Brady trophy. The first... or the most. I say the most. How about that? What do you say, Dan?
I say that you should probably remove the paper from in front of your camera on the Twitch screen that allows everyone to read what it is saying before you're saying it.
Odell Beckham Jr., Tampa Bay Buccaneers, collision course. J.J. Watt should go play for Army.
He should. That is such a good one. That is such a good one.
Go back to school.
If Captain America were to say, you know what I'm going to do?
Yes.
That is such a good one, Stugatz. Put it on the poll at Levitard Show. Should J.J. Watt just go take a detour and play for Army?
The cadets.
That's such a good one.
Mitch McConnell. Not voting.
It can't even be Navy. It's got to be Army.
It has to be Army. I dabbled with Navy. I thought about it.
No, it can't be Air Force. It can't be. It's got to be Army.
Can he rotate each week? Can he play for the Marines?
Maybe the Marines. He's a giant Marine, though.
Mitch McConnell, not voting to impeach Donald Trump. Then, being upset, Donald Trump wasn't impeached. Senator McConnell,
Stugatz. It's unbelievable.
Is strong in you.
You can't make that up.
Damian Lillard, assassin. If I had to choose one guy to take a final shot and had my choice of everyone in the NFL, I meant the NBA, I choose Damian Lillard. Sunday. It was Sunday. Yeah, Mike usually has. Mama. Mama.
You really should have left it there. You really.
Mommy.
No, mama. And like shouted. Where it should have been left.
Anyway. The most important thing to keep an eye on, I'm dabbling with whether or not I should change the hell line, Mike, because I'm going there. The most important thing to keep an eye on in the sports world between now and June is Anthony Davis's Achilles heel. You agree?
I'm trying to see how you get to hell here and avoid.
I'm trying to make it through this next sentence. Killian Mopey. And Erling Braf Holland.
Hold on. Please pronounce that correctly.
I did.
What did you say?
Killian.
Uh-huh.
Mopey. Moppy. Moppy.
Mbappe.
Mbappe. Mbappe. That's an M, though.
Mbappe.
Oh, okay. Mbappe. Like Hansen? Mbappe.
Yes, just like Hanson. It's exactly like Hanson in every way. Bop. Yes. I just can't believe that you have done a better show today with an Mbop than I have.
It's an amazing place I've landed.
It's infuriating. It's infuriating.
You were prepared.
Yeah, I got notes all over the place. You've got Mbop and
I win.
And cream on your face.
Oh, yeah. Delightful. Delightful burning sensation. Killian Mbappe and Erling Braut Haaland. Yeah! Are coming for Messi and Ronaldo's stuff. Gus Malzahn replaced Josh Heupel as head coach of UFC.
UCF.
Sunday.
Wait, was that you? Wait a minute. Hold on. You're whale. No. Do you realize that you're doing this so poorly that you got caught up in the air and wailed Sunday instead of mama because you don't know which excuse you want to go to?
I don't know what's happening. Grieving. I had no sex.
You yelled Sunday instead of mama.
I mean, last 3 weeks, mom, no sex. I miss her. I miss sex. Where was I? Gus Malzahn replaced Josh Heupel as the head coach of the Ultimate Fighting Championship, where he begins his rehab tour.
It's unbelievable.
Chappelle, make up your mind. What? The news here, though, is that Josh Heupel is a coach. He coached at UFC.
I mean, this is...
And is already moving on to Tennessee. Yeah. Who knew? The Nets are exhausting. Already did the Valentine's
Day. They really are. The Nets are exhausting. They are.
Yep. Big Ben, Indianapolis Colts, collision course. How about that? Start off hot and cold, leaving plenty of people in the dark, disappointed and angry, calling for people to be removed from their jobs, and talking about the state of Texas or its college football team. What happened there?
Jesus Christ, you guys. I don't think you've never done this worse. Like, this is the worst you've
ever done. But never done it better either.
Ever done this. It is the gift you have.
Dan, the Carolina Panthers reportedly are willing to trade 3 first-round picks and Christian McCaffrey for Deshaun Watson. You know what one might say they are willing to do, Dan?
Throw in everything but the kitchen sink.
One might say they are willing to trade the farm.
No.
Close. Reports are that Deshaun Watson would approve a trade to the New York Jets. I'll have to go back and check, but my records are pretty certain indicate that this is the first time anyone has ever approved a trade to the New York Jets. You know what the H in Houston stands for, Dan?
Oh, for the love of God.
It stands for hell. That's where I'm going. Speaking of hell, Art Briles. Dan, those are the weekend observations.
On a Thursday.
The Dan Le Batard Show with Stu Gatz is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors, big and small. When we keep them bottled up, it can start to affect us negatively. Keeping things bottled up can feel like carrying a weight that gets heavier with time. Whether it's talking to a trusted friend, journaling, or seeking professional help, finding ways to let out your thoughts and feelings can bring relief and help you navigate challenges more effectively. Remember, it's okay to reach out for help when you need it. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/DLB today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/DLB.
Thank you, Stu Gatz. That was performance art.
I miss
on
you.
Not how not
performance art Briles
to do what it is that we do around here.
What
performance art Briles?
Bad one.
So I want to get to the Tebow sound I was going to get to moments ago, but many of you for a while now, and we appreciate your support from every angle, including with our merch business that is now growing into something else that we are trying to roll out in a different way. Worldofsui.com is where you go. And a lot of you have said, well, how about more stuff other than T-shirts? So now here are some other things that you could check out, worldofsui.com, if you don't want any more T-shirts, if you want something different, if you want something different price. worldofsui.com, and we'll keep growing that out as we move along here. But I've been derailed a couple of times in trying to get to this Tim Tebow sound, which is that the Jets, almost like a point in time that you can mark, they have not gotten up from the butt fumble. They have not gotten up from where this franchise was at this moment 10 years ago, where Mark Sanchez runs into his own offensive lineman, fumbles the ball, the Patriots own the next decade from there, own everything with Tom Brady, everything after that. We spent 15 years arguing about whether Ryan Fitzpatrick was the answer in Buffalo, whether he was the answer with the Jets, whether he was the answer with the Dolphins. It was always the Patriots. We talked about Jets games, Bills games, Dolphin games that did not matter for 20 years because the Patriots were always winning. And now Mark Sanchez finds himself in a butt, falls on the ground. The franchise can't get up from that, and at halftime, they're running the locker room, and Tebow is on this team. Tebow, and we have said that Art Briles resides in a place that sounds like what that Jets tunnel sounded like at that moment. We believe that when Art Briles descended, he descended into hell, and this was the sound that accompanied him.
Never gets old, man.
Mike, what's going on with Stu Gatz? What's happening with Stu Gatz?
He's in the zone. Get out of his way.
Yeah.
This is Jordan in his prime stuff right now.
What do you need from me, Stu Gatz? What do I need to lob up in your direction to help you take the show to soaring heights? Or just sit here and watch
more
it?
More gold bond.
Well, I don't feel like we've gotten enough out of the Stu Gatz story. I mean, he golfed with Dwight Freeney and Ahmad Rashad. Like, why are we not talking more about sort of the details on this? I would think that this would be you arriving at the pinnacle of all your salesmanship. Does it get a lot better than that in sports? Golf with Dwight Freeney and Ahmad Rashad, or is there a higher plane here where you're angling toward here later in life? Augusta with Scott Van Pelt and Jim Nantz, or what are you angling toward?
Well, I am angling still for Augusta. I'd like to take my dad there. That's always been the case. And so I am still efforting towards that. But I played Grove 23, which is Michael Jordan's private golf course. And, you know, you can't really carry a phone around. You're not supposed to tell too many stories about it. But I did play there with Dwight Freeney and Ahmad Rashad. Had a blast. Michael was not there. He was at the Daytona 500. But there are just so many little things. The Carolina blue tees, the Carolina blue and white tees, the red and black Bulls tees. Just so many cool things that constantly remind you about Michael Jordan and his greatness.
You're not supposed to talk about it? There's some sort of confidentiality agreement?
You know, I couldn't take pictures inside the club. I was fine with all of that. I was happy just to be there with Dwight Freeney and Ahmad Rashad. Ahmad Rashad, I am telling you, Dan, he is 70 years old. He looks better than anyone on this show. He is jacked. He is ripped. I swear, I thought he was 50. I really did. Tells amazing stories, none of which I could share here, okay? And then Dwight Freeney. Because I'm a good golfer. I'm not great. I'm not scratch. But I'm a good golfer. And Chris is a great golfer. I was thinking about Chris on the golf course. I forgot how great of an athlete Dwight Freeney was, how athletic he was. I get up there, I'm thinking this is going to be a breeze. He's playing me straight up. I'm thinking I should be giving him strokes. It turns out Dwight Freeney hits the ball 350 yards, plays from the tips, the Carolina Blues, and is a scratch golfer. And I never, ever in my wildest dreams imagined a guy who could be that big, who had biceps that big, would be that good of a golfer, because normally it doesn't happen. He's great. He is great. Scratch golfer.
Stugatz has got a new best friend. Are you hearing?
Freeney, stupidity today. Freeney, Baselli, a couple of linemen cutting it up. How about that?
Did Ahmad Rashad know who you were?
No. But I think he did a good job of pretending to know who I was. He's excellent at it. He said he loves the show. He loves me and Dan. I'm not certain if he actually listens or if Dwight Freeney just told him that you and I did a show together. But he made me feel like I've known him for, you know, my entire life.
I feel like Ahmad Rashad does that for people. Put it on the poll at Lebatard Show. Do you feel like Ahmad Rashad makes you feel like he's known you his entire life?
Yeah. And he's a fantastic golfer. He's a scratch golfer as well. I lost a lot of money. I did.
Oh, wow. You were gambling. You decided to go the gambling. Oh, wait a minute. So you're the sucker. Were you the sucker? Did they just rope you in to steal your money?
I believe so. Yeah. Now I think Dwight, well, I told them I was a good golfer. Ahmad, he knew he was going to beat me. He's going to beat anyone he plays. Okay. Ahmad's that good.
At 70,
Dan. Yeah. Yeah, he was better than Freeney. You're walking down a fairway. All of a sudden, Ray Allen is right by your side, driving over in his golf cart. Here's a random that I saw. And these are the types of people. Like, you just don't know who you're going to see.
Billy, what are you laughing about, Billy?
That's a good thing that you're not going to tell us the stories, too, guys.
No, these. I got approval on everything I'm saying right now, okay, including this.
Well, how does this work? Did you have to sign some sort of non-disclosure agreement? What do you mean you got approval?
Freeney, that's it. Freeney said it was okay. Who's going to challenge Freeney? No, he said this part was okay. Can't take pictures inside the clubhouse. Took pictures outside. And he said I could talk about the round. That's fine. Just don't give away too many of the secrets. This is not a secret, okay? Bob Sura was playing in the group behind me. Bob Sura.
Explain to me how difficult a course this is to get on.
It's a private course Michael built for himself. There are only, I believe, 70 members. So the only way I could get on is if one of the members invited me. Freeney is a member, and Freeney invited me. So, but I think there's 72 members, I think, and they all of them, Dan, were hand chosen by Michael Jordan. Like, he has to invite you. That's the way it works.
He has to invite a member, not you.
Yeah, he has to invite you to be a member. Then the members have to invite you. Now, I don't know what Bobby Sura was doing there, Bobby Hondo, but I mean.
So should he have been more excited to meet you? Put that on the poll, Guillermo, at Lebatard Show. Who should have been more excited to meet whom? Stugatz meeting Bobby Sura or Bobby Sura meeting Stugatz? I feel like Stugatz's fame right now, it would be what Bobby Sura's is right now. Am I wrong about this? I'm not, this is not meant to disparage Bobby Sura, a funny name from the past.
Hondo, I mean.
But
And Lee Westwood was playing right behind me. He was. He was playing right behind me, Lee Westwood. He was playing with Bob Sura, Hondo. I mean, weird foursome.
There is a lot of money pouring into South Florida from all sorts of different places. I don't know if you guys have seen that Miami has decided to be a United States leader in cryptocurrency and Bitcoin. Our mayor, Francis Suarez, is getting in bed with all the tech companies. And so Miami is going to undergo a bit of an evolution here, probably not seen since the cocaine days, where it's now going to be tech and money pouring in. You should be a little bit scared by what's happening in general in terms of wealth disparity in this country, how many billionaires have made yet more billions during this pandemic, as you know, things are worse at the bottom end than they've been in a long time, and the minimum wage has not changed very much since billionaires have gotten a whole lot more billionary. But I don't know if you guys saw this, but tying it to Michael Jordan and the money pouring into South Florida, Gabe Plotkin, who was on the wrong end of all of that GameStop stuff, he was the hedge fund manager who is close to Michael Jordan and I believe, is he close to Michael Jordan and Steve Cohen? The Mets and Jordan are hit hard by what some of the stuff that happened with the hedge funds and GameStop and all that craziness. And that guy, despite losing, being on the totally wrong side of GameStop and just getting his head beaten in as part of, I guess, Melvin is the corporation that he's involved with. He's just bought $44 million of home here in South Florida and is, of course, in, you know, the grossest of sort of stereotypical cliches, knocking over a home that's been there since 1935 to put a tennis court in. And it's sort of this spilling of wealth that's happening around here, $44 million, where you're wondering to yourself as the economy flies all over the place and these things like GameStop happen and is this stuff going to ever get to people like Michael Jordan? If Michael Jordan is quietly selling part of his group to one of these people and these people are taking an enormous hit on a day and money doesn't matter to these people. Once you get into the space of buying $44 million homes here, where
you're building your own golf club, I mean,
but they're all moving down here because we're lawless because there's no state income tax and Florida's proven right now. We're right in the middle of it. When you look at what's happening in this country, when Texas is freezing, when you look at just the general insanity of what is happening with fires on the West Coast or tornadoes or Texas freezing over and just all the climate stuff that is problematic and scary and makes us all feel like these $44 million homes that are being bought in South Florida are going to be underwater in 20 years, that all of this is just going to sink into the sea is what it feels like, an apocalypse happening where, you know, the pandemic stopped us for 10 minutes and a couple of months and we saw our water get blue again, but we go right back to the commerce and the pollutions and the pollutants and everything else that's happening around here. It's terrifying.
We learn nothing.
I mean, it's just, it is terrifying, right? Like you're talking about Ted Cruz getting on a plane and going to Cancun when you're sitting there and you're watching on Fox News, the governor of Texas, you know, go against climate change and try and attack, you know, the idea of going green and just, you know, spewing nonsense about windmills. And it's just like every single discussion somehow becomes about the most stupid one that we could possibly have over masks and selfishness. It's been flabbergasting to watch. Has it not? Like, are you not sort of looking up in the middle of what is the crisis of our time and just seeing what's happening with the simple science, right? As Seattle journalists are winning a Pulitzer for telling you that Seattle's going to be in the sea in 40 years. Like, scientists already know this. And they're winning a Pulitzer for this kind of reporting. Like, are you not a bit worried that the kids aren't wearing masks today because they don't have to, because they're going to kill the old people early for what it is that they've done to their globe?
You're throwing a lot at me there, Pops.
Yeah, you really are.
Seattle's
Pringles can?
Everything's falling into the Bitcoin. Sea, I mean.
Bitcoin makes money. I like Bitcoin. Right.
How do you feel about Miami getting on the front end of the Bitcoin phenomenon? Like, they're going to pay employees?
We're always here for your money laundering. That's super easy.
Does it float? Because we're going to be underwater, it seems.
Sheesh.
Except the elbow room.
I think he's totally right about that.
I think he's totally right.
That's a Jordan baseline giant.
South Florida, that South Florida is going to go under the sea, but the elbow room is going to float on by itself, still smelling like urine in all the corners since the days of Frankie Valli. The elbow room. I can't believe we're headed back there again. My arms are burning from the gold bond.
I got an idea. Where is the gold bond? Put it all over my hands here, Dan. Go into the Pringles can.
It's a whimsical vessel of vocables.
That's right. I think there's a hole in my nose.
There's two.
Yeah, is that from the lotion?
Three. Else.
That is not good. Okay, hold on a second. Hold on. Before you start banging on that thing again, I just want people to understand that Stugatz has his entire fist is now in a Pringles can that is misshapen. Or not a Pringles can. What is it? What are we calling this? The vestibule of...
Whimsical vessel of vocables.
All right, let's see what you got there.
It stopped.
All right. I can't do this again. Like, I'm never doing this game again. Like, whatever. The magic crate needs to... Something better than this has to be what we do.
That's an empty card in there, just so you guys know.
Was there something written on the other side?
The flu.
The flu?
Yeah.
Why are we doing the flu?
I believe the flu is a little jealous of the coronavirus. No one talks about the flu anymore. What do you think?
I'm stunned that you didn't go flu game Michael Jordan there. I thought
I was
for
thinking
sure,
about it.
I thought for sure that that would be the word association that you played with flu. The flu got a bad rap at the start of the pandemic when people were saying, oh, it's just the flu. The flu was character assassinated, called weak at the time, and hasn't recovered from it yet. The flu is something, though, that is being misidentified all over the place now as the coronavirus, is it not? Like, if you get a flu symptom right now, you're headed straight to the hospital. You're not?
Yes, you are. I don't dare sneeze or cough in public. You?
Well, you just go to my car. You just go in public. That's what you do. You blow. You're super careful until you get in here, and then you blow all sorts of non-antiseptic stuff in my face.
I didn't name the site. They did.
With your opinions.
Yeah. So the flu.
Let's get to this stat of the day here that Stugatz has been wanting to get to all show to talk about Fernando Tatis and the 14-year, $340 million contract that he signed with the Padres.
Stat of the day, stat of the day, it is the stat of the day. Stat of the day, stat of the day, it is the stat of the day. Stat of the day, stat of the day, it is the stat of the day. Start of the day, start of the day, it is the start of the day.
Now, this is courtesy, Dan, of Ryan Cortez. I asked Cortez who I need to credit, and he said a number of people, and that's it. That a number of people tweeted about it. So this is according to a number of people who tweeted about it. When Fernando Tatis Jr.'s contract ends, the Mets will still have 1 year left to pay Bobby Bonilla. And Seattle will be in the ocean.
Yes. Darren Ravel says, with the new deal, Fernando Tatis Jr. will make his father's lifetime career major league earnings every 125 games. For 14 seasons. So what his father made for his entire career, his son will now make for 125 games. That is arriving very fast at stardom and money. And if baseball wants to make him the new star of the sport, he certainly got some of the flamboyant stuff that a younger generation of kids might like a little more if baseball cares to be slightly more welcoming to people who are flamboyant.
because their demo is hurting in every way, but it doesn't appear their money is, because a fan wandering around now, specifically during these times, Dugas, when we talk about some of the stuff I was talking about, where the wealth disparity in this country is worse than it's ever been, and the minimum wage stays where it is, and billionaires get richer and richer. Baseball has been telling you for a long time that its business contracts are out of control since Ichiro was making $100 million. And now here we are at 340. Is like, we've arrived here. I'm guessing a whole lot of people listening to this right now don't even know who Fernando Tatis Jr. is. Like, just don't.
Probably not.
Just weren't paying attention to 140 baseball games last year with the Padres. And they're saying, wait a minute, how much? He's getting how much guaranteed? Because that's $340 million. How much are these guys actually worth? It's actually, Stugatz, worth considering what it is that Russell Wilson and Deshaun Watson are now doing in their respective cities, because they're realizing what a salary cap does to what the actual value of these human beings is. Fernando Tatis Jr., the moment he signs that contract, can get hurt, and all of that money is guaranteed. That's $340 million that he is set for that will not be taken away from him. It's guaranteed.
No matter what he does, which is incredible. By the way, it was just 50 games last year. I mean, just 50 in the postseason. And he had a couple of games. You know, he played 80 games the year before that. So you're talking about like 145-game sample size. They give him that much money.
So the contracts have gotten to a place, though, during a pandemic. Think about this. Think about what we're just seeing right now, Stugatz, in this respect. This is the only time in any of our lifetimes where being a sports owner actually comes with some peril. These franchises appreciate in basketball and football, and there's a reason that all these rich guys who make their money elsewhere want to get into these clubs, and they're super hard to get into these clubs, and it's why there's only Michael Jordan represented at the very highest end of that, who can have his own golf course. And still, in this particular club that we're talking about, Michael Jordan isn't even the money, because this is the highest end of where money resides, and now there's actual financial peril involved in light years ahead Warriors financing their own place and having a whole economy that they were building around that, and then looking up and being like, oh, wait a minute, hold on a second, there's peril here. We're not used to, right? Only like New Orleans of Chris Paul is the only team that we've sort of seen like, how are you having financial problems? What's the problem? It's safe to own a sports team. Even if you're an idiot like Donald Sterling, you can get out for $2 billion when none of us thought that that franchise was worth $2 billion. But they're all hiding this sort of dirty secret that's right out in front of us, Dugatz, which is these franchises can all afford to pay their Fernando Tatis's $340 million. They can, like, if we're not going to have a salary cap and we're going to guarantee the money.
The Marlins did it.
The reason football and basketball succeed as businesses is because the rich guys don't, they're all in handcuffs. They can't actually compete at the highest levels of where people throw around money because the sport governs it. The reason football is such a successful business is because the costs are fixed. That's the reason. So Russell Wilson and Deshaun Watson are looking at this and they're like, wait a minute, what? Tatis gets how much guaranteed? Wait, what? That's $340 million for how many games? And I'm the centerpiece of this franchise for 10 years where they're going to make money and they can endure even in a pandemic. It's kind of amazing that they would all realize the power of that at the same time. It's kind of amazing that LeBron has taught them over the last 10 years. LeBron is so dramatically underpaid, Stugatz, when you look at that contract. That contract, Fernando. Now, what is LeBron making this year? Think about that. He's probably making $40 or $50 million.
And we're saying he's underpaid, and he is, by the way.
But how can he not be underpaid when this is the model that we're looking at, where the numbers don't even make sense anymore, Stugatz? People used to complain about the $25 million contract of Jose Canseco.
He's at $39 million this year, LeBron.
So $39 million a year. So LeBron would basically have to play 9 years or 10 years to get the Tatis contract. That's what you're talking about. And he's not just LeBron. In LeBron's case, he's not just the epicenter of Los Angeles. He's not just the epicenter of basketball. He's not just the epicenter of a sport. He's the epicenter of sports. Tatis is a barnacle on the economy that LeBron James is. A barnacle. And he's worth $340 million guaranteed during a pandemic. And you might flinch at the number. And it's not even one of the big markets. It's
San Diego. I mean, it's the Padres. The Padres never do anything
like
this.
They've got two players like this now in a sport that doesn't have these governors. It doesn't have the salary caps. It doesn't have fixed costs. A big boy in San Diego has decided he wants in the game. He wants to make his fame through sports, and he's going to do it. We were all a little bit like, wait a minute, they're going to get in the Machado's? What are they doing getting in the Machado sweepstakes? But no, it's now he wants to be the new Artie Moreno doing what he was doing with Anaheim. Like, I'll give Pujols $200 million. And we all blanched at that one, remember? They're still paying Pujols.
Pujols was 35 at the time.
No, but Pujols is still on that contract. You said Bonilla, Pujols. I think the Angels owe Pujols like $20 million the next couple of years, and it's looking like a bargain at these Tatis prices.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.